From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Olympic flame arrived in the U.S. this morning from Athens, Greece, to begin its traditional cross-country journey. It will travel more than 13,000 miles on its way to Salt Lake City for the 2002 Winter Olympic Games. The torch set out today from the city where it burned 5 years ago, Atlanta. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
A crowd gathered before dawn on a brisk morning in Atlanta for the arrival of the coveted and cherished Olympic flame. Sparkling snowflakes and a Christmas tree with huge red bows glimmered as trumpeters in purple and white cowboy hats signaled the beginning of the torch relay. Six-time speed skating medalist Bonnie Blair and her mother took the stage in Atlanta's Olympic Park. They lit the cauldron as Mitt Romney, Salt Lake City organizer, watched with excitement.
There it is. Wow, look at that. Don't burn yourself.
All right.
All right. Woo! Welcome home, Olympic flame to Atlanta. Wow.
Romney says the Olympic torch has always served as an inspiration to build national and international unity and peace. But since the September 11th attacks, he says the flame has taken on a more profound meaning.
Our nation is at prayer to comfort those who have lost loved ones, to pray for those who are in harm's way serving our country.
Olympian Lance Armstrong, who battled cancer and competed 3 times in cycling events, said the torch relay touches America, that it shows patriotism and honors inspirational people, those who have overcome challenges, and those who have taken the time to make a difference for others. A special torch theme song called Carry the Flame was introduced for the first time.
A little boy said, Dad, someday you'll hear a crowd shout out for joy, and they will see the hero in me that you said I'd find if I just devote my heart and soul and mind.
The song brought people to their feet as boxing legend Muhammad Ali stood on stage and lit the first torch. Ali extinguished the flame at the 1996 Summer Olympic Games in Atlanta. He did not speak, but passed the torch to Peggy Fleming, a 1968 Olympic gold medalist in figure skating, and to her coach, Bob Paul, who carried the torch on the first segment of its journey out of Centennial Park. Now it will travel on roads, along rivers, and through mountains in 46 states. The flame will arrive in Utah on February 8th for the start of the 2002 Winter Olympic Games. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.